The state's largest teachers union has chosen a rural Alaska educator to lead their group for the first time. A veteran Bethel teacher has been chosen as the new president of NEA Alaska, the National Education Association of Alaska. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Barb Angayak has been an educator in the Yukon-Kuskokwim for over two decades. As NEA Alaska president, Angayak will represent 13,000 teachers and support staff statewide. Her teaching background runs deep in the YK Delta. She's originally from California, earned her degree in elementary education in Oregon, and then moved to the Nelson Island village of Nightmute along the Bering Sea coast, where she taught 9th through 12th grades. Later, she taught in Bethel for 19 years. The last 4 years, she has worked for the Lower Kuskokwim School District, mentoring new teachers in the villages, and as a grant writer. Chip Hagedorn, president of the Lower Kuskokwim Teachers Union, says Angayak will bring a different perspective to the table.
She's the first president from rural Alaska, so she knows the problems that are specific to rural Alaska, where our other presidents were certainly good presidents. They just didn't have firsthand knowledge of just the increased cost of education in rural Alaska and some of the problems that are specific to our area.
One of those problems is high dropout rates. According to the Institute of Social and Economic Research at the University of Alaska Anchorage, Alaska has less freshmen graduate from high school than the national average. And Alaska Natives have the highest dropout rate of all ethnic groups in Alaska. And Gayak says one of the main reasons kids drop out is because the curriculum in schools do not match the students' interests and the community's needs. She says it's not appropriate to want all kids to go to college.
The better match we have with what we want kids to be able to know and do when they get out of school, the more likely we are to keep them in school. And so we've got to beef up what we're doing in career tech. We've got to give recognition to the skills that our kids have to live in a subsistence lifestyle, if that's what they choose. We need to be able to really say to kids, we are offering you something that you can actually use when you get out of school.
And Gayak says one of the biggest challenges in making education in Alaska better is the No Child Left Behind policy, which stresses accountability in education. Although she agrees that accountability is needed, and Gayak says the policy is not working.
The stringent nature of the guidelines has really hampered us being able to do a full job of educating an entire child. We now are so focused on test scores that we're really losing sight of the need for music and the arts and PE and a lot of the things that are really highlights when I think back in my own education.
And Gayak is on leave from the Lower Kuskokwim School District for the 2 years she will serve as the NEA president, which is a full-time position. She will be based out of Anchorage for the next 2 years. Her term ends July of 2010. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.